Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of Swinger Stories. I go by the name of ASAP Harwood, and I'm so excited to bring you my first interview with a couple from Pennsylvania. So I'm going to name this podcast Chapter 2, The Pennsylvania Couple. Before I go into the introduction, just want to thank everybody for listening on iTunes, Podomatic, SoundCloud, Stitcher. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at ASAPHarwood710. Or you want to shoot me an email, I'm at asaphartwood710@gmail.com. So I know this couple from Pennsylvania, and every time they're in Maryland, they'll hit me up. We usually communicate through the Kick app. And this one particular time, they said, hey, we're going to be in Maryland on Friday. Are you available? So I said, yeah, I'll be free around 10 o'clock. So Friday comes. It's about 9:30. I get a message from the husband saying, hey, the wife is feeling extra horny tonight. You got any extra friends, you know, go ahead and bring them through. So I go through my phone, trying to see who I'm going to call. I hit my man ES up and say, yo, I got a couple in town from Pennsylvania. They're staying at the hotel not too far from where we stay. Are you available? He said, yeah, give me about an hour. So I give him the information. He comes through. So you also hear his voice in the podcast as well. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and roll sound from that night. All right, we're sitting here with the PA couple. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So first, I always like to start off how I first met people and just want to see if I'm accurate with it and let me know if you have a different version.
Okay.
So I know you guys are from PA. We're currently in Maryland. I got a phone call from my buddy. Said, hey, we got a couple that's at a hotel. Would you mind stopping by? She likes to play. I show up, you're there looking nice, had the lingerie on, and you know, we got to play, and it was really good. I really enjoyed myself. So what was your first impressions on me? I remember you said you wasn't sure, because I am kind of shy, and I come off real shy.
You were extremely quiet, but you were the nicest one there to talk, and we enjoy talking with the people as well, just so it's nice to know them a little bit. It's just not a borrowed experience.
Now, what was your thought?
I enjoyed it very much, and you're the only one that we've seen since then.
Okay, that's a good thing. So the question, the $100,000 question is, how did you get involved in the lifestyle, and how long have you been in it?
Well, we've been in the lifestyle for about 16 years now, and we basically started because we met in high school and didn't really get a chance to experience anything. Plus, we grew up in a small town, so we figured, we actually both kind of decided to start doing this, and we've had some good experience, some great experiences, a few bad ones. Like our first experience, we went to a club where it was newbie night. Well, that is the absolute worst night that you should ever go to a club if you're a newbie. Nobody wanted to talk to anybody. Nobody knew anything except for the regulars, which they obviously also don't like newbie night because they didn't want anything to do with anybody. So it was a kind of rough experience, but we tried a different place, and it was her first bi experience, which was great, right?
Yes.
We learned a lot by figuring out what rules should be for us, what we liked, what we didn't like, open communication after every experience so we could enhance whatever we need to do, just because it's fun and that's why we do it.
Now tell me about your first bi experience. How was that? Did you go down on her, or did she go down on you? Was it a lot of kissing?
It was both.
I think both.
Did you enjoy it a lot?
Yes, very much.
Yes, I did.
So now you mentioned rules. What was your earlier rules going into the lifestyle?
One of our main rules after our first meeting this other couple was kissing felt weird to us, like kissing another person, like another couple. And we both said, you know what, that's off the tape. Like,
because it was really intimate. And then it dawned on us after a while, we're willing to go down on another couple and, well, kind of. Anyway, but then we're like, well, it's only kissing. So it took us probably almost a good year to just get over that. But that was one of the main things, pretty much.
Yeah, that was the main.
Now, that is kind of common in a lifestyle, but I always felt like if you can go down on a person, why can't you kiss them? But so does that rule still in play for you now? Or?
No, it's fine now. But early on, it was just more of a visual thing for us. It just felt really strange. That's all.
So do you have one firm rule that you guys have? I mean, obviously, it's that, like, protection, but is there anything else that you see that would be like, yes or no?
Mainly just open honesty after, so we can make sure whatever we didn't like or what we liked a lot, we can make sure it happens again.
Now, what your experiences, do you like to go to clubs, house parties, or hotel parties?
Probably hotel parties, but we also like to get to know one or two of the people prior to the hotel parties, just because some of the clubs is really hit and miss. If you get into a good group with the hotel parties, it makes life a lot easier.
House parties can be fun if it's the right group of people.
Yeah.
Like, we know this one house party we go to, and it was good for a while. Then he got all these new guys in, and half of them were new and didn't know what to do, so they'd just stand there. Or they'd show up at, like, 10, 11 o'clock after the girls have been playing for 2 hours and wonder why we're not playing. Well, we've just played for 2 hours, you know. Get there earlier.
Now, what do you look for in a guy? Are you guys, obviously, you're not just couple-based, but you're single, male-friendly. When did that open up? Were you just couple-based early on?
Actually, early on, we were couples only. And I had a back injury a couple years ago where I was unable to do anything for a very lengthy period of time. And when I was able to again, I kind of lacked some confidence with my back being able to be able to handle. So we found guys just being a lot easier to have a fun night that wouldn't take the entire night. Where couples, it was more a date, dinner, drinking, card games, whatever, and then eventually fun. I mean, we've actually spent until 2:30 in the morning talking with a couple before we actually even do anything, which is okay too. But eventually, at some point in time, too late, you're not really good at it either.
Right, let's be honest, like, within the first couple of minutes, you already know if you want to play with a couple. Why drag it out?
Well, early on, we didn't really know. We were attracted to them. We had a couple that was pretty local to our house where we talked to them to 5:30 in the morning. Went naked in their hot tub. We didn't play. We talked the next day. Hey, did you want to play? Yeah, we didn't know if you wanted to play. Oh, that was just... Yeah, you're right. Miscommunication, because that is a key.
But then when we got together the second time, we talked till like 2:30 in the morning and then played.
They were fun. We had a couple couples that we predominantly played with for years. And then most couples end up disappearing, either because they get in a lifestyle for the wrong reasons or jealousy sits in. It happens. We've seen so many couples get in to try to save their marriage, and what hurt their marriage before getting into the lifestyle ended up just blowing it up because they saw jealousy, they saw different things, and it just didn't work for them. So luckily, because we've known each other so long, we're best friends. I enjoy watching her get pleasure.
It's a lot of fun. I enjoy watching you when you have a girl.
So it can be great. It's great that she's bi too, because sometimes that you know, unicorn out there, the FMF, you know, right. That's the best.
So after you had a play session or after a party, that ride home, do you guys talk about what you liked when you was watching her or when she was watching you? Do you share that experience?
Every time we get done with it, any even now, after every experience, we talk about it for a couple minutes. Just so we know what we want to do again.
Even when we start chatting with people from SLS or something, we'll, like, we share each other, the text, the kick, whatever, you know, whatever the messages are on. We share it with each other and say, hey. Because sometimes I get a vibe like, I don't know. And then I go like, you read this and tell me what you think. Am I thinking the wrong thing? You know, the way the person's coming off and stuff in their texts. And
sometimes...
Text you can get sort of...
mixed feelings on it.
Yeah.
And actually a good example was this week, she read something to me and I read it back to her and it was totally different than what she read. So she's like, oh, you don't know sometimes. And we hate the voice verify thing. If we can't trust you, you can't trust us, why should we trust you? You know, I get it sometimes if you get burned too many times, but usually it's the bad single male out there that taints everything for everyone. And couples get leery of that. So we try to vet them as long as possible. But if we know someone already that knows someone...
it makes it a lot easier.
It does make it a ton easier.
Like a referral. Or like
yes.
Or you get the guys that'll just start texting, hey, what you doing? Nothing. Can I come over and fuck? It's like, excuse me? You know?
So, have you had a bad situation with a couple or a male? You put a lot of time into it and they don't show up or it's not what you thought they were?
Both. Couple-wise, sometimes both parts of the couple won't mesh, which makes things difficult. We don't believe in the taking one for the team thing, because as long as it's okay for the other one, okay. But if it's a bad experience for the other one, that just doesn't work for us. I'd rather not play if it's a bad experience for me and a good experience for her, and vice versa. Because if she's not having a good time, it doesn't work for me. Right.
Both have to be satisfied.
So, yeah. It literally doesn't.
That it's a couple. So, like, whatever the guy and his companion wants, that's what they're trying to fulfill at the end of the night. So if one is not happy, then the other one is like, hey. And like how I like how you was like, just like, I can read her. I know her. You know? Mm-hmm. And you know when she's thirsty. You know when she's tired. And I like that.
One, he knows too, like when we do meet a single guy for the first time, like if he usually doesn't play and he knows my facial expressions, right. Like if he's doing something I don't like or right. Whatever, and you know, right. He's like, yo.
Or if it is a hotel party, I know the kind of guy who she'd want to play with or not want to play with, and I never play at those kind of parties.
Just kind of overseeing her.
Oh, yeah, because sometimes she'll be busy, and she likes being busy. But I know who she doesn't want to be busy with.
Now it's a little bit better now that I have the contacts that I wear them at the parties. Because now true. I can actually see without my glasses, so.
Okay, now, you can read her pretty good. Tell me if I'm wrong. So we did just finish playing not too long ago. It looks like she's still glowing, like, from the sex.
Oh, yeah. Probably till morning.
So what are you into personally, like what turns you on?
Sucking cock.
Oh my god.
More than actually getting sucked at.
Yeah,
because she comes from that.
Well, you can come from sucking dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty ridiculous.
Now do you like, I know the answer, but do you like for guys to come in your mouth?
Yes.
What does that do for you? Like,
that's a new thing. That's yeah, only that's, about 2-3 years now.
That's pretty new on the table.
Yeah, because she used to like, ugh. But she never really got a lot of experience from that. Because it's very rare that I actually finish that way, and it takes forever.
And I'm the same. I'm in the same boat.
Like 45 minutes. I got to suck
I may be
him.
An hour and a half, or I may be eternity, because sometimes it feels good, and I enjoy
it.
It just won't do it. You know, and I have friends tell me like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm like, look, I'm not an alien, and I know there's other people out there that's like me, but I just can't come from hit.
We have a friend of ours that we know. 10 minutes, if
or less, sometimes 3.
And he'll come. Like, okay.
I'm jealous, yes.
And people are thinking, like, I'm like, ah, I want that quality. I want to have that. I want to be 3 minutes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I'm built with some other kind of gene that doesn't allow me to come.
Okay, now.
And I have a lot of different, you know, like females, like, oh, I bet you I heard that before. I can make you, and it doesn't happen.
So, coming, that could be a double standard. If a guy comes too fast, like, he's no good. But if the girl can come with under a minute, it's fine.
Well, that's because they can keep going.
They can keep going, right.
But if the guy can keep going, she doesn't care.
I don't care.
Now, but would you, as a woman, if a guy came within a minute, would you take that as a compliment? Or be like, if he can get it back up, it's cool. But if he doesn't, you'd be like, I'm not sure about this guy.
Well, not to take the words out of your mouth, depends. How long she's had to work for that, as in the meet.
Okay.
And if it's going to happen, if the meet's going to happen again. If the meet's going to happen again.
Like, this friend that we know is technically married. Wife does not know any, like, he doesn't do any, like, he's not in the lifestyle. He's just a friend that we told him he was a chicken because he kept saying, I want to know what it's like. So I said, come on over the one day. And
so he did.
So he did, and it's just like, usually it's just, I usually just suck him. It's usually no playing involved because he doesn't usually have enough time. Right. It's usually like in a bathroom somewhere or his truck, like his pickup truck with his blackened windows, and, you know. So that doesn't really bother me because I'm so used to it with him.
Plus,
you know,
she still comes from that.
Yeah. So.
That's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair to us as a guy, you know, but as a female, it's like, you know, some females say, well, I wish I was a guy, I wish this and that, but if you can come 10 times, or you can come from, if I can come from eating a girl, that would be nice.
Right?
Right? You know, that would be lovely.
So, speaking of, you said the guy was your friend. Besides him, anybody that's not in a lifestyle, do they know that you're in a lifestyle?
A few people. Because we were drunk. Damn booze.
Were they family members or?
No. No. Oh, okay. No.
No family.
No.
No family knows.
No. Big no.
Have you ever been somewhere and somebody saw you that you kind of, you might not know him personally, but you like recognize them or seen him?
Yes. Around? We were at a house party where a guy that we used to work with was there for the first time. It was a house party we were regulars at. And all of a sudden we get there, we're like, oh. And it was somebody that was no way in hell she'd be interested in playing with. So thankfully they did not stay and everything went, phew. But it was extremely awkward. We kept looking upstairs to see if they were coming downstairs. And
well, yeah, because I kind of ran right downstairs and started playing.
It was extremely awkward.
So I had the two stories that necessarily wasn't outed, but people, somebody recognized. The first one, my neighbor, he comes to me, it's like 10 o'clock at night, he comes out of the middle of nowhere, he's like, hey, one day when you're not busy, I want to talk about the club you're in. I was like, what club are you talking about? I have a Camaro. I was like, you said the Camaro club? I said, nah. He said, the other club. I was online, I seen your profile. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I seen him all later on. He's like, yeah, man, I've been trying to get my wife involved in that, but she's not down with it. So I just like, yeah, cool story, but I'm not trying to talk to you about this.
Yeah, definitely like, awkward stuff.
How we met, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we both Eagles fans. And he was like, yeah, I live in the same area. And I was like, okay. And then we just kept in touch. But it was just like that night, I didn't even play. Did you play that night?
I think I did.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the second time when I ran into you, I didn't recognize you at first. And he's like, we was at such and such party, the Eagles, you had the Eagles shirt on. I said, oh, yeah. Then he started clicking back.
Yeah.
And the other time I met somebody, me and my wife was at a hotel meet and greet. We're looking around, and it's a guy there. I said, he looks real familiar. And I talked to my wife. She's like, yeah, that's the guy. He used to live above us in the apartment complex. But he was like, he's 15 years older than us. So I went up there and said, like, he said, hey, man, what you doing in here? But he was cool about it.
Yeah, you looking for the retirement? Oops. Yeah, we've had a couple different times where we were worried about something like that, because the second club we went to, the first time she had her bi experience, that place was only about a half an hour from her house, and we were like, oh man, what happens if we see somebody? And the person there goes, well, if you see somebody, they're there for the same reason you exactly. are. Yeah. That doesn't really make things better or less awkward, but...
Because you don't know that type of person, who's that person, like, far as, like, do they run and tell everything they know?
Yes.
Right.
Or do they keep things to themselves?
Yeah, because we met a couple that are open, like, I don't know if... I'm pretty sure almost everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
They even have SLS bumper stickers.
Wow.
You ever heard of, what is it, FetLife?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That, I think SLS
that scares the crap out of me.
Better than F and then FetLife.
I think, like, some of my friends on Facebook, they're pretty much open with it. I was like, and if they like my picture and then somebody happens to go and read their page, like, they can kind of figure it out.
We have a couple different friends from the lifestyle on Facebook, and thankfully most of them don't, you know, they're normal.
Right.
There's one that is from down this way, and we once in a while get little 50 questions like, how do you know this person? It's just, you know, we have to answer certain things sometimes. It just makes things a little different.
Now, when you're with a couple, I know it's always hard to find that four-way connection, but and not taking one for the team, which is one thing that you guys like, okay, this couple will work?
Well, we've had that, but eventually something happens to where jealousy sits in. Jealousy is the main thing of why the lifestyle doesn't work for couples, absolutely. Without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we were seeing this one couple for 2, 3, 4 years.
Or more.
Him and I got done playing. We just laid down in the bed next to each other. They were still going at it. We kind of dozed off because it was probably midnight.
Or later.
And we had both been up at like 5 o'clock in the morning for work. So we were just kind of, I mean, we didn't leave the bed. We stayed there. She got all jealous and he was never allowed to see me again, never talked to us again.
Which was awful because it was great with them. It was just easy.
But yet, she could go out and see other guys, but he wasn't allowed to see other women or do anything with me. So it was kind of like the selfish aspect of where she was being, you know, not letting him do anything, but she could do whatever she wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it just wasn't fair.
One side.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever been like out of town just on a regular vanilla outing and try to go at a bar and try to convert somebody like, hey, would you like to come back with my wife or my husband?
No, we've talked about it, but.
I'm too shy to do that.
And any bad experiences that you had that makes you almost want to take a step back from the lifestyle? Or?
A few guys that were kind of rough. A couple guys that lied or no shows. We've gotten a couple hotel rooms where the guys didn't show up or a couple didn't show up. So we were like, let's take a break for a little while. You know, seriously bad experiences. There was a guy or two that was a little rough,
mm-hmm.
but not really as a whole. Otherwise we wouldn't be doing it still.
No.
Now I did on my previous podcast, it's called Male Etiquettes and Tips. Any etiquettes that goes wrong with a guy or tips you would have for somebody to kind of help them along in the lifestyle, things that they shouldn't do or do?
Well, ask the woman her rules first.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they actually, if they send you a picture, it's actually what they look like.
Right.
Not like when they show up at the door, it's totally different.
10 years later picture.
Or.
We met a guy at our house. We met a guy at our house. And when he showed up, he looked a lot different.
Well, and the text says, I'm outside your door. So I go outside the door. He's not. I'm like, you're not here. Are you at the right house? And then he, like, pops out from around the corner, like, freaked me out. I'm like, why would you be standing around the corner of my house mm-hmm. when you said you were out front?
And probably don't send a dick pic until we ask for one.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Or if I ask for a pic, well, I don't know if I feel comfortable sending you a pic. I'm sending you a pic of me. Mm-hmm. Why can't you just send me a pic of your face so that I at least know yes or no, you know, or am I interested?
She's not super picky, but she doesn't.
I have to have some kind of attraction.
Exactly. Like, certain people should say, look, I will send you a pic, but that's between
right.
me and you. And that's, and like, a lot of this is communication. If you don't communicate right, the night is probably not going to go good. You know, it's like, if I can talk to you on the phone and we can have a good conversation, then I sort of feel as though if I meet you in person, the same vibe, you know? But if you're being shy or you're being, I don't know, whatever, and you're being feisty in the beginning, why would I lead up to meet you?
You know. Well, plus the overly aggressive people that are right off the bat, hey, let's meet. That just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as single guy etiquette, ask completely when you first meet too. Hey, how much of this, because you say you like light spanking. How much is light spanking? You like light hair pulling. How light is that? How hard do you actually like it? I mean, it's not bad to ask those questions or find out what those questions are, because obviously you don't want her to have a bad experience, because then you may not be able to do it again. You know, simple as that.
Or some of the guys that'll be like,
oh, please well, if be you're clean.
Well, clean or, well, like if in the beginning, I didn't play alone without him being with me. Now I occasionally meet single guys on my own, mm-hmm. but I have to have a trust feeling, and there's sometimes that it's just like, it's like, no, you know, at least be honest and say, okay, yeah, I'm going to show up or answer my text. Like if we had plans to meet and I texted you the night before, still good. And then in the morning I say, what time? And you don't get back to me till like 8 hours later after I'm waiting all day long.
Yeah. If you say you're going to be good for a certain day, answer. If something comes up, something comes up. It
Which
happens.
Is fine. Say, hey, sorry, this came up. I had to, you know, do this. But don't wait like 8 hours to answer me back.
And then expect something to happen in the future. That just doesn't happen.
Or the guys that you tell them there's only certain days that you can meet. And they still text you. Can we meet today? No, I'm working. Well, what days are you free? And I tell them like for the fourth. Fifth, sixth, seventh time. Sometimes I get tired of repeating myself.
And you don't.
Now, if you're out on a meet and greet, regardless if it's a single guy or a couple, what is your sign? Like, hey, this is not going to work. We need to bail. Like, do you have a code word or kind of?
No, not really. We usually just, we can really generally look at each other or an eye roll or something like that where we're like, or say, hey, don't you have to go to the bathroom? Something like that. Because that works at house parties too. Like mm-hmm. if something's going wrong. Hey, don't you think you should go to the bathroom? That stuff works okay. Because then she gets up and leaves. And she doesn't necessarily have to go back to where she was.
Now, do you have a play bag? And what do you like in your play bag when you're going out to parties? Or?
Sometimes. Not really.
Though. Not really.
She doesn't really need much, so.
Now, do you, when you're at home, do you have any favorite toys, or do you play with toys at all, or really?
Not, sometimes.
Vibrators.
Vibrators.
Yeah. I'll say not really, though.
No, it's mostly vibrators, like pocket rockets and stuff like that. She likes that.
Trying to think. Anything else you can think of?
Okay. So, in a hotel party, are you looking for, like, what is your type, so to say? If you can put that in a nutshell, like, in a few words.
Okay. So, you're a white couple, we're black. Do you exclusively just play with black guys, or no. Are you open? Okay.
Clean cut.
Smells
good. Okay. Has somewhat of a personality. Being hung doesn't help. I hurt. I mean, but
you said it would help hurt.
But honestly, I mean, we're both kind of shy until we know you a little bit, mm-hmm. And then of course sarcasm has to set in somewhere.
Yeah.
But as long as you say, "Hey, how you doing?" she'll gladly start talking.
I can honestly say, like, I am a big fan of lube, regardless if the lady's wet or not, but you're always wet. I remember the second time when we played,
yeah.
I was sucking on your titties, then I just reached between your legs. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I said the same thing. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. That's because she comes constantly.
Right.
That's why she gets so tired.
That is a good trait.
I hope that doesn't run out.
Yeah.
So when you're you do come fast and often, do you, in your personal record book, what is the most you think you came in one night?
She loses.
I don't know. I have no idea.
What's funny is I used to make her for every year she was old on her birthday, but I can't count that high anymore.
So have you ever squirted?
No.
No.
No, I don't think she can because she comes so often. It doesn't build up. Now, there was a guy that said she could, I can make you squirt. Well, he hurt her by trying.
Right.
That was too hard.
Oh, yeah. It just is not going to happen. They say every girl will squirt. I don't think she can.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. Neither. That's like every guy comes off a head. That's not true.
No.
You know, different strokes, different folks.
And to be honest, I've only ever faked it once.
Now, why did you fake that once?
Because I couldn't feel it.
It was really
small. It was small.
It was the first extra guy experience, right?
It was our first single guy experience, I think. And I'm just like kind of laying there like, it was a first. And I said to him afterwards, I'm like, I faked that whole thing.
And I said, really? I couldn't tell. How often have you done that with me?
I said never.
And of course she says never.
I haven't.
I know.
You can tell by my face when I...
I mean, I know you said size doesn't matter, but like you said, the first guy was small, but have you ever turned a guy down and he approached you and you saw it and he was like, I'm good.
Picture...
Too small?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in like you were at a party and a guy approached you, then... You saw what he was working with, and you was like, I'm good. Like,
most of the parties we go to, I don't think guys with little dicks really go to because
that's true. It does take confidence.
They won't pull them out
right
when there's black guys standing around with three times their size.
Yeah.
You know, that just doesn't happen.
That's very true, yeah.
And you know, just talking to females, like how we're talking now, and, you know, it is a point of too big is... uncomfortable, you know, it's like it's not good. And I was always wondering, like, I thought girls like the big ones, but if it's not pleasure, then it's pain, right?
Oh, what's your favorite size?
I don't know. Do I have a favorite
you
size?
You said so.
Did I?
Yes. I'm not going to refresh your memory because it would sound really strange coming from me.
8, 9.
Okay, I'll say it for you. She has told me before her favorite size is between 7 and 8.
Okay.
Yeah, because, like, if...
Unless it's me.
If it's painful, then how could you allow yourself to come and get into that zone where it's feeling good? And some guys, like, this is me personally speaking... Like, I can look at a girl's face or read her body language and say, like, that was too deep, that hit too far, or, and you know, and it's like, my goal is not to kill you. My goal is to, me to come, you to come, we to have a good time, and this to happen again.
Did you see that face tonight?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, not the hurt face, the pleasure face.
The pleasure face. I mean, she still has the pleasant face on her right now.
Yeah,
she's still
right. Yeah, she's glowing.
She's gonna sleep good tonight.
But I swear, like, you were wet. I was like, Jesus. Like, what the hell?
Now, have you ever been on any lifestyle vacations?
No.
Not yet.
Would you like to attend one? Or?
I would, yes. It's hard to explain that family-wise. Hey, where'd you go?
Well, I heard the whole thing about hedonism. The resort right next to it, if they get their phone call, will get transferred to the other, like, vanilla resort. And you can always say you went there. So.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So have you ever videoed?
Yes. Do you like videos and pictures when you're playing?
Yes.
Love videos.
Now, do you find that most guys are not comfortable with it or comfortable with it?
Most guys are.
Yeah, okay.
As long as you don't have their face in it and stuff. Right. Most guys don't care. As long as they share. Or as long as we would share.
Like yeah, and that's cool too because both parties get the video to
finish. I love being able to watch it later.
Because there's sometimes like when he's at work and if I play on my day off with a guy, he likes video, at least then he can see.
Which is good and bad, because I'm looking at it at work, I'm like, oh, damn.
Right.
Now, I always want to know, when the couples that do take the pictures, do you have a secret drawer, or is it in the lock if you have your parents or somebody coming over cleaning up and they stumble across this material?
Not pictures. Toys I'm always afraid of. But pictures, no, because they're... No one really looks at my phone besides me.
Okay.
So mine aren't locked up.
Mine are locked up on my phone.
Right. Any quote unquote naughty pictures are locked up on her phone.
Okay. So you just transfer everything to her phone.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, no.
You still have it on yours?
I still have it on my phone.
Okay.
But anytime I have to share a picture or show a picture to somebody, I always keep the gallery in my face and select it. And here you go.
Because you always had that one person who's like, I want to show you something on my phone. And they're standing right over your shoulder.
Oh, yeah, always.
Show them one picture. And they had the whole process of screening.
Yeah.
I am pretty sure someone has got a glimpse of something they shouldn't see when looking at my phone. But my son is never on my phone. I hand him and say, hey, read this. Only this. Pretty much that.
So Pennsylvania, like, I come to find out that it's a lot of swingers or that lifestyle in Pennsylvania versus Maryland. What do you think?
I'm just gonna throw it out there. I do have a girlfriend and a lifestyle. She's from Pennsylvania. Every party I go to, it's a lot of couples from Pennsylvania. I'm just going to give Pennsylvania the best swinger state award for now. Females, they play hard. I'm just going to say that. Well, I mean, it could be very from... I'm just going to give Pennsylvania...
As far as guys that play, it would be Maryland and Jersey.
So you get the guys for Maryland and Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll give the females to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. A lot of pretenders... of guys in Pennsylvania.
Interesting.
At least for us, anyway.
Yeah.
So I wonder where the middle is. So I guess that's why the guys...
Delaware,
go
I
to
guess.
PA.
They have to go to Delaware.
So the guys go to PA for the
women.
And the women come to Maryland.
Right. I guess.
It's pretty interesting.
Well, we used to go to Jersey a lot. Now we've been coming here more.
I heard Jersey parties pretty hard. I haven't really been to any Jersey parties.
Well, we started off with a certain...
With this Jersey party.
We started with this one group in Jersey, who also do parties down here now, and in the Philly area, but their hotel parties just get way too crowded. Just like the party we're going to go to tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Once it gets way too crowded, if we can't get into a different room and play, we'll go back to our room.
So where's the party tomorrow?
Here.
Here?
Yeah,
in
right
this
here.
Hotel somewhere.
So what is the theme for the party? Like, what is
it? It's a gangbang party. Which she absolutely hates. Sarcasm, you can't hear that on the podcast.
So, okay, you hate gangbangs, but what number are you comfortable with at a guy at one time? Three? Or what would be your max where you're like, okay, I'm not comfortable with this anymore?
Well, hands, sure, fine with just about anything.
Yeah.
As long as you like the person or would like the person. I should stop answering those questions.
No, you're fine.
She hasn't done a whole lot of anal yet.
Mm-hmm.
we're working on that.
Yeah, that's something that you gotta like really work your way.
Because she's had one DP before. Mm-hmm. She's really liked it.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn.
We missed the opportunity.
Why are you so quiet?
She's thinking about it. It looked like she had a flashback.
She's thinking about it. Oh, damn. She's like, oh, I could have had that. Damn, yeah, I could have had that.
Maybe next time.
Huh. Yeah. Ooh. They're both just maybe. They just both got excited.
Maybe.
We'll work you up to that by then.
Yeah. But I think for a woman to do that, she has to be comfortable with the guy. Yeah. And I guess the size could matter on that too as well.
Especially right now.
Somerset is where the last party was last week.
Somerset, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about an hour from us.
So before we wrap this up, do you guys have any final words on any other things you want to add?
I would say the best thing you can do as a guy or a couple is honesty.
Yeah.
If you're married, if you're a guy and you're married, say, hey, I'm married. My wife doesn't know. Or, hey, I'm married. My wife does know. Either way, we don't care as long as we're not going to get the drama.
Right.
We understand things happen in a marriage where maybe the other half doesn't want it anymore. Or there's problems there. We don't care. As long as it doesn't come back to us. And as far as couples are concerned, tell us what your rules are. Don't lie about anything. Just be upfront. And let us be the judge of what we want to do.
And I guess our biggest thing, too, is we're not smokers. So when we're around somebody, like we met a couple that we didn't know they smoked. And it's like we started kissing and stuff. And they just reeked of the smoke. Right. And it was like...
And then
it
we've also met
us off
we've completely. Also met couples that we did know smoked,
and you didn't even know that they smoked, you know,
because they value our opinion of a non-smoker,
right?
You know, it's like right. It's like, let me go outside and smoke, let me put something on,
right?
You know, like, yeah, I hate smoke too. Like, honestly, like if you smell like smoke, it's like
Oh, and if you have to get drunk. Yeah. To be in the lifestyle, you shouldn't be in the lifestyle.
For you.
Right. If you want to drink and loosen up, that's one thing. But if you have to be drunk, probably not going to be good for you.
I was at this one party. This guy was so drunk. He was laying on the floor trying to put his sweatpants on. He couldn't even figure out how to put his leg in the hole of the pants. Right.
Well,
I was like, I don't know how he made it home. Like,
at the house party we were at, they have a guy that they call the doorman. Who, if you have any problems, you tell him, and then he will tell the guy, hey, you have to leave. And once I actually had to tell him, I'm like, I told the guy three times, he was trying to go in my ass. At that point, I didn't want it in my, I'm like, no.
Right.
Three times. Finally, I'm like, you know what? Off. I'm done.
Right.
Or we also did our own house party, our hotel party one time, and a guy brought a 30 pack of beer and drank 26 of them himself.
Hmm.
And then, of course, couldn't get hard or anything, so...
Waste.
Yeah.
It is a waste.
And then his poor wife is sitting there like, come on, we gotta go home. And she, like, physically had to, like, drag him out of the hotel
room. I got a good one for you, too, real quick. Etiquette for females.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's great for us to know you're having a good time. But if you're gonna yell at the top of your lungs in a hotel at 1:30 in the morning, that's probably not a good idea.
Or the way that you yell.
Yes. The couple that had the drinking problem, the guy had the drinking problem. She, when she came, she would have sworn you were stabbing her and she was being murdered. I was just waiting for people to knock on the door. And of course, the hotel was in our name. I'm like, it just was not good.
Now, one more question. It could be either the guy's having trouble or if he had a couple of drinks. What would be your cutoff? Like, he's having trouble getting it up. Like, after a couple of minutes, you're like, okay, he's not going to get it up. Or do you work with the person?
I've worked with the person. And then finally, it's like, okay, it's not going to work.
It also depends how much we know them, too.
Well, yeah.
And what kind of person they are.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of it is like, are you in the lifestyle? Like you said, are you really in a lifestyle? Do you have to get drunk, annihilated to let yourself go? And for that instance, or if you're just not comfortable.
Right.
If you're not comfortable, this is not for you if you're not comfortable. You know, so you got to look at it like, are you not attracted to me? Because that's what I would, if I was a female, I would say, like, why is that? But that's the female's questioning herself, but it mainly be the guy. It's like, you have the problem. It's not me.
Right.
You have this problem with other females, and this is a personal problem because you get drunk or whatever the case may be as far as you're not performing. But it's crazy, like, far as a girl, a guy never has that problem. You know, messing with a girl is like, you know, I get her in the mood. But it's got to be hard for a female for you to keep messing with a guy and it's like, limp noodle. You know, it's like, okay, like, what do you want me to do? I didn't try all my methods and you're not getting hard. So my point is, at that point, it's like, do you leave? Do you tell him to leave? Is it?
I pretty much.
It's awkward afterwards.
Okay, this isn't working out.
Let's try again later.
Let's try again later. Right. Or another day. Try a different time. So.
So, one other thing I thought of there was, if you go to a party, a swingers party, a sex party, but your plan is to mostly drink and socialize, you need to have a different hobby or a different life, because there will be guys, especially for girls, because the guys there will see you and think maybe you're going to play at some point in time. But then it turns out that you play maybe one time and it's hours later and you're drunk. Come on now.
Or you go into an adult bookstore where you're watching videos and there's a guy there with his dick out and a girl comes up to you and says, can I suck your cock? And you tell him no. How does that make a woman feel? Not very what good.
Mm. Now, are you into public play or have you ever did any public experience in the lifestyle? Oh,
bookstore.
A bookstore, okay. So how does that work? I've seen ads and stories, but how does that whole
adult theaters
that work?
Adult theater, yes.
So how does that work? Is it like a viewing booth or is it a movie theater?
It was a bigger room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We actually were in a movie theater, actually in Maryland.
Maryland, yes, they
don't allow you to do anything in Maryland.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah.
Well, there were people watching.
Oh, they're watching.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they have
kind of lame.
Like, come to the movie theater and like the whatever the workers, they walk.
Yeah.
And they, you know, go up the aisle and come back down. So it's really pretty hard to have fun.
But no, we have this adult theater in town that's kind of yucky. Yeah, we don't go there anymore. But one day we were in there and there was a guy in the viewing booth just sitting there jerking off. I'm like, would you like some help with that? No, that's okay.
That's when we had flavored condoms for her.
Speaking of the movie theaters, they used to have like two or three in Maryland. Just years ago, I went to one. It scared me straight. I was like, I walk in there. I brought it. I'm going to the bathroom. Then all I hear is some weird guy's like, hey, buddy, would you like me to suck your cock? I got up there so fast. I was like, I don't want no parts of this.
A lot of those places, even up by us, are mostly for gay men.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare that you'll see a woman in there. But you'll see it advertised on Craigslist. Hey, this couple is going here at this particular time. Or, hey, come see me. Blah, blah, blah.
I never had any luck with Craigslist.
Craigslist can be interesting at times.
And it's a lot of people that play around. Like, what do you get out of playing with on a site for like sexual? Like, go play somewhere else.
We've actually had luck with Craigslist. You have to weed out the bad. It takes a little bit more work. But we're on SLS and AFF. And Craigslist is just as good as AFF as far as...
So when you go on Craigslist, is it like you look for couples?
We haven't tried to look for a couple there because there's less and less of those.
So did you respond to the ad or you created an ad on Craigslist?
Both.
Both, okay. Yeah.
We went to Vegas, we put up an ad. holy crap, did her phone just light up because we put a kick in there.
Okay. Right.
And we went to bed. We woke up and there was 60 messages.
Wow.
We're like, holy crap. Famous. All right. Let's go on.
Well, I really hope you enjoyed that interview. I'm about to go ahead and wrap this podcast up. Special thanks to the Pennsylvania couple. Shout out to my man ES for coming through and jumping on the microphone as well. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can leave comments, shoot me a message through Twitter or Gmail. Like I said, asaphardwood710@gmail.com or asaphardwood710 on Twitter. Until next time, I'm ASAP Hardwood signing off. What's your swinging story? A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S-A-P-A-S